The saint whose feast we celebrate today is not very familiar to most people. The name is familiar, Boniface. There's many Saint Bonifaces, including one that we shall celebrate in June, of the Apostle of Germany. But this Boniface is a totally different Boniface, and he lived much earlier than that. He was a young Roman who was living a very dissolute life, and he made fun of the Catholics and those who were being sent to prison, the dungeons, and to horrible martyrdom. In the meantime, he was inspired by, no doubt, God, to go to the East. And there in the East, there was also great persecution. And the grace of God touched him, and he was converted. So you never know what's going to happen. Many conversions happen despite all the evils that different persons have done or not done, and wondrous things happen by the grace of God. Well, he was still very young, and he began to help the Catholics that were being put to death in there in the dungeons. And in the meantime, they found him out, and he would go up to them and kiss their chains, because their chains were the ones that held them bound and held them to a very soon reality of martyrdom. So he was finally himself captured and turned in, and he was condemned to death, of course. And first of all, they tortured him terrifically all over his whole body. And then, as if that were not enough, they poured hot lead down his throat, which must have been excruciating. And then, of course, that wasn't enough, so they stuck him head down into boiling oil. He still didn't die, and at last they cut his head off. They beheaded him. And that was in the year 307 AD. Later on, his relics were brought to Rome, where they are jealously guarded and venerated by the faithful. So today we celebrate the feast of a young saint who gave his life for Christ. And that is an example to us that we too, when necessary, must give our lives to Christ. We moan and complain about so many things, about great pains or little pains, about tiredness, about this, that, and the other, and hunger, and yet St. Boniface was fed melted lead. So you have hunger, there you have it. St. Boniface is a good example for us. All the while, he never ceased to praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May he intercede for us and intercede for all the Catholics of today and the youth of today who have lost their means to eternal life, because they have other things that are more important. But there is only one thing that is important, and that is the following of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.